Welcome to our Painesville Assembly of God podcast. Our desire is to connect people to a growing relationship with Jesus Christ. If this message touches your heart, we'd love to hear about it. Email us at info@painesvilleag.com or visit painesvilleag.com. We pray that this message will be an encouragement to your faith.
Well, let me just give you the title of this brief devotion today, and that is, Will the Next Generation Know? Will the next generation know? In the book of Judges, chapter 2, starting in verse 7, I want to read verses 7 and 8, and then I want to read verses 10 to 12. So you might have to pull it up on your phone if you've got a Bible app and you didn't bring your Bible. If you've got your Bible, I do not have it on the screen today, but find a Bible. There's one in the back of your pew if you need it. And let's open up our Bibles, Judges chapter 2. We're going to look at verses 7 and 8, and we're going to look then and skip verse 9. We're going to then go to verses 10 through 12 for a moment. And I want to read something in this passage that I think ought to arrest our attention and ought to help us see the value of why it's so important to make sure that we pass on our faith and invest in the next generation. It says this in Judges chapter 2, starting in verse 7. Boy, this is much easier without an interpreter. And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great work that the Lord had done for Israel. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110 years old. Man, who likes to live that long? And here's verse 10, all that generation also were gathered to their fathers, and there arose another generation after them who did not know the Lord or the work that he had done for Israel. And as a result, here it is, the people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord and served the Baals. And they abandoned the Lord, the God of their fathers, who had brought them out of the land of Egypt. And they went after other gods from among the gods of the peoples who were around them. And they bowed down to them, and they provoked the Lord to anger. So what happens here is Joshua, who was Moses' assistant, Joshua, who had spent time in the tent of meeting and encountered the presence of God, Joshua, who had feared when Moses had died and he was to take over and heard the Lord meet him and say, have courage, do not fear. Joshua, who watched as God parted the waters of the Jordan River so that he could lead the people across into the promised land. And then he saw the battle of Jericho and witnessed the walls falling down. Watched Joshua, who led Israel into battle against these other armies that were much bigger, but yet God came through. That Joshua, that generation that included a man by the name of Caleb, who was a man of faith, that generation saw the work that God had done. They encountered the work that God had done. They had heard the work that God had done. They died. And there was another generation after them that did not know the work of God and did not have an understanding of the teaching of God and the value of God's word. And as a result of that, they became more influenced by the culture and the people around them than they did by the word of God. And what we learn from this is that if we, as those who have encountered God, we, as those who are men and women of faith, no matter what our age, no matter what our generation, if we who have encountered God do not speak a testimony and tell our children of what the Lord has done for us, if we do not teach them the value of what is in God's word, then we risk the very same thing that Israel did, that a generation will rise up after that does not know the work of God, does not remember the things that God has done, and doesn't have an encounter or experience or know the law of God. And as a result, they're more influenced by the culture around them than they are by the word of God. And my fear is when we look around at our nation, that we've already begun to see that. We've already begun to see that. So whose responsibility is it? There is something that is important. I remember there's something important. It's twofold. First, you gotta share your testimony. You got to share your testimony. What has God done for you? Tell it to your children. Tell it to your children. What has God done for you? What encounter have you had with the Lord? How has God impacted and transformed your life? If you haven't had that encounter, then friends, let me encourage you. It's time to have that encounter with the Lord. It's time to have that encounter with the Lord. We've got to begin to share the testimonies. I grew up in a Christian home. I grew up in a Christian home. But my parents went through a divorce. And there was times when perhaps my faith in Jesus could have been threatened by that. And as I watched my mom struggle as a single mom, one thing she never stopped doing was she never stopped bringing us to church. It was not optional in my house. I'm just going to say that. I wanted to go, but it was not optional in my house. I had siblings that oftentimes didn't want to. It was not optional in my house. We were brought to church. Not only were we brought to church, but my mom would tell stories about how God had brought her through. I watched as she went through that very painful time in her life as a single mom. And I watched how what she did during that time as she began to press into her relationship with God. And it was God who brought her through. And I watched my grandparents who loved the Lord and my grandmother who used to take care of us and used to read us Bible stories. And I remember one year she gave us a little incentive. She wanted my brothers and I to memorize the Ten Commandments. And so there was a reward if we memorized the Ten Commandments. She gave us an incentive. Why was she willing to make an investment like that? Because she wanted us to know the law of our God. She loved the Lord, and she would tell us stories of what God had done. She'd tell us stories of what God did in her life. And then at night when we'd pray, if we'd stayed overnight at her house, we used to tease her because she'd pray us to sleep. I mean, seriously. She'd kneel down by our bedside, and we'd have to pray together, and she'd keep praying. And I'm tired. I'm waiting for the amen, but she'd keep praying. And she'd keep praying. My brothers and I, we'll tell you, we literally fall asleep. We'd wake up, and Grandma would be gone, but Grandma prayed us to sleep. I thank God for grandmas and grandpas who are willing to pray for their grandkids. I thank God for moms who are willing to pray for their kids, for dads who are willing to pray for their kids and model that church isn't just something that you add on to the rest of your schedule. It's not about just adding it on, but a relationship with Jesus and worship is important to our very life. You've got to tell the testimonies. You've got to teach them to your children. You've got to teach it to the next generation. Psalm 78, 4 through 8. I'm going to wrap it up with this. We will not hide. We will not hide them from their children, but tell the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and his might and the wonders that he has done. He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our father to teach their children, that the next generation might know them, that children yet unborn and arise, tell them to their children, so that they should set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, that they should not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation whose heart was not steadfast and whose spirit was not faithful to God. Friends, it's our responsibility to model for our children and to help them remember and recall. Why is it so important? Because we do not seek a God who does not have power, who is not able to do wonders, who is not able to heal, who is not able to fill with his spirit, who is not able to bring victory in the battle, who's not able to help us through the very dark times and the things that we go through. You've got to press into God in those moments, and we need to tell how God has walked us through the hard times, how God has got us through the difficult times. We've got to share it with our children. We've got to share it with the next generation. We've got to model it, and we've got to teach what the Word of God says. Because unfortunately, I believe that this generation is being more influenced by the lyrics of a Taylor Swift album than they are by the Word of God. That the worldview in which we live, and I'm sorry, young people, if that offends you. Sometimes we need a little offending. But Hollywood and Instagram and all of these stars and all these ways, if you live by their ways, you're going to find your relationships broken, and you're going to find your lives bound, and you're going to find yourself hurt, and you're going to find yourself with an identity where you don't even know what it is, and you're going to struggle with suicide, and you're going to struggle with depression, You're going to struggle with comparing your body image to some Photoshop picture rather than seeing that you're made in the very image of God. That God is proud of you. He wants you to hear how much He loves you. You don't need the love of some boy or some girl who's simply lusting after you to make your life valuable. That's what the world says. You're only valuable as long as somebody thinks that you're valuable. How many likes you get. How many followers you have. What means more is that you're a follower of Jesus. Because I guarantee you in the hard times, Taylor Swift ain't gonna be there for you in the hard times. No American Idol star, no whatever else is gonna be there for you. No Hollywood image is gonna be there for you in the hard times. But I can tell you that there is a God who never leaves us nor forsakes us. I can tell you that there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. I can tell you from my own life that in the moments where it was darkest, in the moments when I wanted to give up, in the moments where I myself just felt like the world was closing in, I can tell you that there is no way in which the world can help you through that. But I know a God who did. I know a God who has brought me through. I know a God that has helped me overcome. I know a God that has brought meaning and purpose to my life. And that same God brings meaning and purpose to your life. Listen to me, God loves you and has a purpose and a plan, but there is an enemy who's out to kill, steal, and destroy your life. And you can begin to listen to the way the culture is. They were influenced, that generation was more influenced by their culture, and it led them away from God, led them into bondage, and led them into pain when they had a God who wanted to bring them into victory and life and peace. That's what God wants to do for you.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. We pray that you're encouraged by this message. For more information about Paintsville Assembly of God, visit paintsvilleag.com.